Welcome to Turn the Volume Up. I'm your host, Susan Hay, and I'm here to guide you in living a soul-led life and to help you bring your business into alignment so you can embrace your peaceful profits era. This is a no gatekeeping activation portal where we merge the power of energetics with the predictability of rolling your sleeves up and working smarter. Each week, I'll bring you many trainings for scaling with less stress, along with elevated conversations on becoming the most magnetic you. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show. I am coming in today so inspired and just fiery, and I'm really hoping that this episode today speaks some encouragement and motivation and inspiration into your life, whatever it is that you're sitting in right now. But I knew that this episode was just brewing inside of me, and it's so interesting. As I was kind of drafting it in my head, I've just had all of these conversations with different people who just kind of fueled this inspiration that I was already feeling about the real power move, which is following your heart. And so today I want to drop into this and talk to you about this. And I've been unpacking this during my miracle miles every single day. I've just really been sitting with the power move as a concept. And you know, at the end of last year, I launched a digital offer called the Power Move Method. And at the time when I launched it, like what was behind it was, you know, let's not just go into another year in business and just one up ourselves. Like, let's get really aligned in our business. And so I created this offer called the Power Move Method. And I'm not trying to sell that here at all, but it really, since last year, has just been sitting with me of like the power move and this concept building around us taking the leap and following our heart. And to me, that's what the power move is. It's doing the thing that doesn't make logical sense. If you were to put it on paper, you'd probably have to really explain it to other people. They don't understand it. It may even look like, if you looked at it on paper, as like a loss, but it's not. And the reason why is when we move from our heart, magic happens. And I've experienced this multiple times in my life. As I've been reflecting on this, I think about opening my salons back in 2000, first salon back in 2008, you know, I, on paper, like that didn't make sense, especially back then. I didn't have a college degree. I was a college dropout. I basically had been working for other people for 8 years. I probably wasn't like the person that a lot of people would bank on being successful at that. But I just knew in my heart was like, I need to do this. I'm sitting here working for all of these other incredible people, but I just know I can do this better. I know that I can create a better client experience and at the same time create a better like team dynamic, you know? And so it really took me following my heart. And then, you know, 11 years later, selling that business, it did not make sense on paper. In fact, I had several people who said to me like, oof, are you sure you want to do this? Like this is basically a big source of income for you. I mean, this is a successful business. Why would you sell it? You built it. Why wouldn't you stick with it? And I just knew in my heart, like I was being called into my next season and purpose. And then of course, most recently, moving to Georgia, you know, that felt like such a power move for us. It didn't make sense on paper. You know, it was very costly to uproot our family and move us to another state. But in our heart, it just made absolute sense. It made perfect sense when we came down to our values and what we were feeling in our bodies at that time, which was this overwhelming excitement at the possibility of being closer to family, overwhelming excitement at the future opportunities that were going to come forward for us in the realm of business, in the realm of career, in the realm of friendships. And again, we had people who actually live here in Georgia who said, why would you do that? Why would you move from Colorado? It's a beautiful state. You're so established. You own real estate there. But we just knew that we had to make the move. And I have to say, every single time I follow my heart, it is like the universe starts shuffling and rearranging things for my highest good. And when we are in alignment to our highest truth, we access freedom. And often what follows that freedom is excitement, joy, peace, happiness. And when we vibrate from that frequency, we also attract and create more from that frequency. And so it means that what is meant for us will come to us through the path of least resistance. And so this is why the power move and following your heart can be so powerful. And I feel like this is so important for us to talk about, because I know this from all the conversations I've had, thousands of conversations with clients in my salon days, hundreds of conversations with women and humans, women and men inside of my mentorship years, and conversations on social media. And there are so many of us out there that are staying in what's comfortable and what's familiar, even though we may not be happy, instead of leaping into what excites us. And ultimately what happens when we do that is we miss an opportunity to expand. And so when we take the leap, the universe rewards us and responds with this energy of just pure magic that ends up dropping in and fanning us forward. And so the question that we could probably ask is why? Why do we stay in what's comfortable and what's familiar? And really at the root of that is very simply neuroscience. You know, our brain is a very simple filtration system. It's designed to keep us safe, keep us from harm's way, and to keep us from exerting too much energy. And so oftentimes we have these subconscious loops that come in that we're not even aware are happening. And sometimes we are aware, but oftentimes fear of judgment. You know, if we make this move, what are other people going to say? What will other people think? How will they label me? What box will they put me into? We live in a culture that really loves to do that right now. And then fear of failure. Gosh, that is such a big one. If I make this leap, what if I fail? And for us to ponder that is truth. I mean, it's very real. I've certainly made leaps that didn't land in success. It landed in failure. And then fear of rejection. You know, what if people reject me for speaking my truth on this? And I've always been surprised by this one, but fear of success. What if I take the leap and it's so successful, but I can't hold it? And so these are all real. These are oftentimes subconscious thought loops and patterns that have been playing out for us for ages that keep us stuck in that comfort and in that familiar. And so right now, what I've found is that I'm just so inspired by people who are following their heart and taking that leap. And in this episode today, what I wanted to do is share some of these stories that people have been sharing with me so that maybe it catapults you out of that stagnation right now and helps to elevate you up and into your expansion and into your power move. And so it's been wild. I've had, since we moved to Georgia, so many conversations in the DMs with people who are moving to another state. In fact, several people I can think of that I've had conversations with. One has two established businesses, and just on paper, it makes sense to stay, you know, where they're at, but it's like, their heart is calling them to be closer to family and go explore a new area. And so they're taking the leap, they're relocating and moving. And yeah, there's a lot of what ifs that come up in the leap. I don't want to misrepresent there, But I had somebody else who reached out to me with a story that literally gave me chills, because it's proof of how the universe and God will rearrange things for our highest good that are meant for us. And this person reached out to me. They had last year made this move back to their hometown with their family because she felt like it would make more sense for her to have like a job with a steady income. And so she moved back into a career path that she had been on previously. She left the career path previously to open her own business. And I think probably what happened is got caught up in the shoulds of like, oh, I should have more of a steady income. And so ultimately they moved their family and she dropped into this career position and hated it. And ended up resigning from this position, you know, some time period later. And on the exact same day that she resigned, her husband ended up either having a job interview lined up that came to fruition to become the job that he took, or he was offered a job on that same day that she resigned. And that job ultimately took them back to where they had previously lived, where they wanted to return to. And not only that, on the same day that she resigned from that position, she had three potential clients that reached out asking if she was still doing her service-based business. And so it's like, you know, we take the leap, and that's what the universe does. It says, if you're claiming something as your own, the universe says, show me. You go first. Show me with your aligned action that you want this, that this is actually what you are calling in. And I feel like, you know, when I go back and look at all the examples that I gave you of power moves in my life, every single time that's what happened. I had to take the first step. And I love, many years ago, a mentor shared the Indiana Jones example with me of, in one of the first Indiana Jones movies, you know, Harrison Ford is trying to get to the other side of this, you know, cliff's edge, and he has to take the first step. And when he does, the pathway, the bridge starts to, you know, become real underneath his feet, and he's able to get to the other side. And that's how the universe works. I also recently had a good friend who jumped from a direct sales company that she had been with for 10 years. And with an underbelly of fear, but a fire of hell yes excitement for the possibility, she took that leap. And it's like she's got rocket fuel propelling her right now. So she moved from direct sales companies, and today watching her growth in just a month has been like mind-blowing. And what I have witnessed is her just seeming so excited in what she's creating right now and sharing. And that's what happens when we leap into the possibility. That's what happens when we leap into the things that excite our heart instead of staying with what logically makes sense. Now, I want you to know, the story that actually inspired this podcast episode today, I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to try to share it with you quickly, but I love it because it's a story that unfolded with somebody outside of the demographic of human that I usually work with, which is typically women. But we had a lock that needed to be changed in our house, and this handyman came out to do it. And then we had another one, a deadbolt that was faulty. And so he came out a few weeks later. And on this particular day, I let him into the house, and I was kind of busy like cleaning the floors. And he started a conversation with me. And one thing that I pay attention to these days is when people want to have a conversation with me, if I'm on my phone or if I'm busy, I stop, because I'm just learning that so much magic that's meant for me happens when I pay attention. And so this man was changing the lock, and he started a conversation with me. He asked me what I do for business. And I kind of explained to him, like, I help small business owners, you know, scale their businesses. And then he went on to, you know, make small talk with me. And so what I found out from him was he had moved from India to Buffalo, New York to go to college. And he was very highly educated. He has two master's degrees. And I just listened to him talk and asked questions and really just felt like I don't know. I just wanted to know more. Like, I don't know why, but I just wanted to know more. And so what I learned from him is that he was an engineer. And then at one point he was like the VP of a bank. And I finally asked him, because I thought, this is so wild. He's so educated and he's had these high level positions. What got him here doing this type of work? And not once did I think of it as like he took a step down at all. I just thought, wow, that's really interesting. I want to know more. And so I said, how did you find your way to retirement? And he laughed at the way that I used that word. And he said, well, it's interesting that you asked that. And he went on to tell me a story of how these high-level positions that he held were really sucking the life out of him. He missed his family. He had young children that he was never getting to see because he was always on the road. And he told me, he said, I spent at least an hour of every day wishing that this wasn't my life, wishing that I could end my life. And as I listened to him tell me the story, I had chills and I was just listening in silence, but so inspired. And he went on to tell me that he came to visit his cousin who happens to live in my neighborhood, and they had a plumbing issue, and he was able to fix the plumbing issue right away. And the cousin was like, oh my gosh, can I share your phone number with other people who are, you know, needing your services? And he said, yes. And I think that this became kind of like a side hustle for him. And then a couple of years ago, it actually turned into a sustainable income for him. And he took the leap and he left this high level positions that he had been used to about 4 years ago. And so he had like a 2 year window of really trying to make this work. And he told me, he said, I love what I do now. I love having conversations with people. I'm really, really good at it. I'm fast and I just enjoy it. And I listened to him and was truly inspired. And what was fascinating to me and the truth that came up was that we are all one. It doesn't matter what ethnicity, what gender, what race, what country you came from. At the end of the day, deep down, I think we all desire to live a life that we feel like we're using our gifts in a purposeful way. And we want a life where we have joy and happiness. And his story just inspired me so much that I ended up listening and saying, wow. I said, I am just so inspired by you. And I said, how brave of you to, and I said, I know this doesn't sound very masculine, but to like follow your heart in that way and allow your heart to lead you to the passion and the dream life that you're living out right now. You know, making a sustainable income, doing something that you love, getting to see your family, getting to meet new people and have these wonderful conversations. And he said, yeah, yeah, you're right. He said, tonight I'm supposed to go have dinner with some hotshot from Dubai. And I already know he's just going to think, he's probably going to ask me what I do. And I'm going to tell him and he's going to think I'm some sort of loser. And I kind of chuckled because isn't that the case? We can sometimes get caught up in being so happy with living in alignment to what we want, but still get tripped up and worried about what other people will think about it. And I had a friend today who said to me, people are going to judge you either way. Might as well get judged for living in your truth, right? And so what was so cool, just to put a cherry on top of this story that inspired this entire episode, was as soon as I had this conversation with him and he left my house, I reached out to a couple friends and said, wow, I'm like buzzing with excitement from this conversation that I just had, because I'm realizing that living your truth is not just a womanhood thing. This is like a human thing. Like, humans just want to live in their truth. And so many of us are keeping ourselves small and keeping ourselves in a self-imposed prison by not following our heart and by just staying in what the ego mind or the logical mind is telling us that we should do. And I just was so lit up by this conversation. And later that night, this gentleman texted me and he said, "Miss Susan, I just wanted to follow up with you on our conversation from earlier today." And he sent me a screenshot of a text message thread from somebody else. And I was able to put the pieces together. But essentially, he had gone and had dinner with the big shot from Dubai. And the big shot from Dubai texted their common contact right afterwards. And what he said was not, "This guy is a loser." He said, "I met the most humble man tonight, highly educated, multiple master's degrees, and he now is a plumber, and just really enjoyed meeting him and hearing his story." And then he basically went on to recommend this plumber slash handyman for a much bigger project inside of a neighborhood that was having some known issues across all of their construction. And this story right here is what really inspired a lot of my contemplation on my miracle miles and just thinking about how many people out there are right on the verge of taking the leap, but they just need a little encouragement. They just need proof. They just need proof that other people out there are doing this. And so I hope that this episode today really serves for you as proof that following your heart is the power move. The universe is going to respond and it's going to shuffle and rearrange things for your highest good. And maybe you're somebody who's already made the power move and you're in the messy middle, like the episode that I shared a couple back. And I just want you to know you quite possibly didn't make a wrong move. You're just in a season of expansion and you're being built for what's coming next. So I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Turn the Volume Up. I'm so incredibly grateful for your support and for the downloads each week. I just have one favor to ask, and that is, if you haven't already left a 5-star review, would you please take 20 seconds to go leave that review for me? It really increases the rankings of the show and allows this content to get out to more people like you who are looking for these types of resources and tools. And as always, if you share this out on social media, please be sure to tag me. I always want to send some gratitude and love your way for all of the support.